This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
The Dunedin Multicultural Council is a non-profit organisation that works to support the multi-ethnic communities here in Dunedin. Many of our members are migrants and we focus on providing opportunities to get to know people and develop new skills, networks and links with the wider community of Dunedin.
Welcome to Dunedin Multicultural Council On Air. You're with Peter Kesher. We are bringing you our show today in regards to the end of Race Relations Week, but specifically about a song that was written for that event, which happened last week, and was quite a successful week. We had a great time, met a lot of people, did a lot of collaborating with other organisations in Dunedin, Oti Poti. But today I'd like to talk about our song that we wrote called Together We Fly. Now, I had recordings of our meeting, one of our first meetings, which was in October, and had grabbed a crew of four or five people, all from different ethnicities. And so we had Pakistan, Zambian, Tamil, Samoan, Māori, and Pākehā. And we were talking about the song that we were going to write. And I was recording some of our meetings. So here's some things that we were talking about. And we did eventually finish the song. And when did we finish it? The end? Oh, no, it was middle of March, so just before Race Relations Week. And we also made a video that was with it, which we're really happy to achieve. So I'm going to play some of our thoughts and ideas from our meetings that eventuated in a great song and video being released.
There's a goal to bring together multi-ethnic artists in Oti Poti to create an original composition using music, dance and video. Song seemed to be in sync with what I said with the Race Relations 25 theme of Kotahitanga Unity. This will culminate in a music video presentation, which is the opening. So we don't have to perform anything, we just play the video. And maybe one or two of us will talk about it.
But Peter, wouldn't it be more fun? Wouldn't it be more fun if you perform?
Yeah, so but I don't think we need to perform on that because I think it will leave because they got a whole lot of other people. It's the opening.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just getting everyone together. I just want to keep the group. Because, I mean, we're going to perform twice.
Oh, so,
during that week.
So oh, true.
We only get worn out. Because we also got dance. I mean, it could be a few people to organise. So I just want to keep it nice and easy on the opening because they're going to have pitch speeches and all the other stuff. And there's not going to be a lot of performances.
What that performance would be.
Or we could also have like this session, right? Like where everyone gets to speak about like how they felt when we were constructing this song. And I mean, to me, I also was thinking like, you know, like sometimes we do these dances as well, right? But we could like make a video of that as well. And we could have that playing in the background while we speak about it, just to show that, you know, how much of a good time we had. Us coming from like different cultures and being able to show like each other's culture to each other during the process as well, and how we got to know each other on a deeper level.
So we got timeline, right? So this month that we've already started, we're in it now, October 2024 to March 25. So
it's March 25.
March 25, sorry.
Yeah.
So we're doing that now, where it says meet with core group to discuss ideas and write lyrics for composition. So, I've already kind of made a music template, and I can change anything.
Yeah.
We can change the key, we can change the feel, do anything we want. But I'll just put that down, just years I've heard it. So, find musicians from ethnic groups to participate in recording.
So, during our meeting, we eventually came in to a point where we were discussing and listening to sounds from our own ethnic and cultural backgrounds. And I played them, a friend of mine playing a sarod in the studio, which looks like a sitar. It's an Indian instrument. And yeah, this was us listening to the sarod.
Right. That's the guy there.
It's what's her name?
Nirmala. Nimi.
Nimi.
Yeah.
It sounds like a sitar, eh?
Yeah.
Are those all tuning pegs or?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shorter strings, aren't they?
Yeah.
He was just sort of playing around there, wasn't he?
Yeah,
it
was
just
on
a.
Yes, I mean,
there's a Pakistani instrument called the rubab. It looks exactly like that.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Next time I go to Pakistan, I'm going to bring it with me.
So another one of our performers was Zohai Brana from Pakistan, and he was talking about some of the instruments from his country in Pakistan.
What native or indigenous sounds do you have in Pakistan? What do you use for, like, you know, like old things, ancient sounds that they were using when they the ceremonies?
Yeah, so like this rubab instrument that I'm telling you, it's basically like, it's an ancient sound. It's one of the earliest forms of, like, you know, guitars. I mean, of course, like the dhol and tabla was like huge over there as well.
Yeah.
For like, for as long as, like, you know, because it's a part of like all the marriage festivals, like Sindhi culture, like the North Pakistani culture and stuff like that. Because I don't think it's like super hard to learn either, because I mean, if you play the guitar, you can easily learn it, I think.
Mm.
So I'll show you the sound quickly.
Oh, yeah, I know that sound, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's kind of... Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sounds like a lot, similar to one of those Irish instruments.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Ah, that's its flat. Is it?
No, it's like playing like a guitar.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because a lot of Pakistani women, during like marriage festival, they would play this instrument called the dhol. And basically it's like a drum. And people do like the Bhangra dance to it. As well the Punjabi dance. If you could get hold of a dhol, then I think the women in the Pakistan Association, they play. That's what it sounds like. These guys, I don't know if they're doing the Bhangra dance or not.
That's
the
Bhangra
dance.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's a such a cool dance. Yeah.
That's a cool dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what is this?
This is Pakistan.
Our African member of our troop from Zambia, Namakau, started talking about sounds from her culture, and we were listening to some of the sounds the women make.
When they dance, you know, they clap in a certain way, they clap in a certain way, and then after the clapping, they make this sound, you know, from down there. It's
is that the sound?
It's orange. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Is that the sound?
The sound here.
that's the one.
Yeah,
I want that sound. Yeah, yeah, I like
yeah,
that sound.
That'd be pretty cool.
That's cool. So this project started in October 2024 and finished in March 2025, and we just released the song and video last week. But I'd like to acknowledge the performers that were in the song and the dancers. So vocalists, we had lead vocals Mini Parthasarathi, who was Tamil from India, another one of the lead vocalists, Zohai Brana. His dialect was Urdu, Pakistan. Namakel Nalumangal, Lozi dialect from Zambia. Dean Ellison, Maori from New Zealand. Lead vocals, Anne-Marie Nelson, European from New Zealand. Backing vocals, Mike Jenkins from North London, UK. One of our rappers, Ashkan Ashraf, Persian from Iran. Narrator, James Allred, English from California, Los Angeles, USA. Another narrator, Lux Salvinson, Tamil from Sri Lanka. Myself from New Zealand, Indian Samoan. On bass, Nathan Berg. English, New York, United States of America. Sarod Narayan Ganesh, Hindi from India. On Veena was Aishwara Kovanur Kesava, who's Tamil from India. On Dulak and Tabla, Vikash Prasad, Indo-Fijian from Fiji. Congas, Robert Kofi Fuga from the Yu tribe in Ghana. And on Conga, Gabriel, or Johnny G, as we know him in Dunedin, from the Tigray tribe in Ethiopia. So that was 15 musicians from all around the world that live here in Otipoti, Dunedin. And we had four dancers from the Ngātia Indian Dance School, Jayanthri, Balai Papanarao from the Tamil Nadu state in South India, Anushka Rajesh from Tamil Nadu state, South India, Adila Krimshi Vineeth from the Kerala state, South India, Manasvi Singh from Uttar Pradesh state, North India, and our videographer and editor, Joe Gallagher, English, New Zealand. So I'd like to thank everyone who was involved in this. It was such a task, but we did it. We did it. Yay. We put out a song and we put out a video, and the lyrics were written by Zorbal Brana, who's Pakistan, and here's him reading the lyrics to us when we first heard them. This was on March the 31st, 2024.
And strong and true. Maori, Pakeha, and all the green, together we thrive in fields of green. One land, one heart, we beat as one, under the southern stars and the sun. Together we rise through calm and storm, in Aotearoa, unity is born. Hand in hand, we walk the line across cultures through space and time. Your story, my story, woven tight, our dreams combined in the dawning light. So let's dance in the breeze, feel the spirit in the ancient trees. Together we are strong, no matter the tide, in this land of love, we all can abide. Aroha, respect for all as we share, one people, one land, beyond compare. With each step forward, we lift each other high, in Aotearoa, together we fly. And I was thinking that this could be the chorus. One land, one heart, we beat as one under the southern stars and the sun. Together we rise through calm and storm, in Aotearoa, unity is born.
It's great, man, because it encompasses everything that that we need for unity. Or if we have to extend the song, because at the moment the song doesn't have a real bridge in it.
Yeah.
So we've got like the intro, verse, because some of those words could be in that intro. You know what I mean? Because I still want to keep that that bit at the beginning where it has indigenous
sounds.
Yeah, yeah.
I still like that way of coming in.
Oh, yeah,
so maybe it might not be the sea anymore. It might be wind or a natural sound. It could be rain, whatever we want.
How did your song start with fly or something?
What were the first words?
It's just started from the mountains high to the ocean blue. Aotearoa, we stand strong and true.
Oh, I thought you said something about fly.
Yeah, I thought you said something about
what's
fly.
What's it called?
It's called Together We Fly, yeah.
Oh, fly.
Yeah. So I'm ending. The reason why I wanted to call it Together We Fly is because at the end, I'm just ending with each step forward, we lift each other high. In Aotearoa, together we fly. So that's like super like motivational as well, right? Like we're all lifting each other together,
mm-hmm.
and then fly just fit in, so.
Oh, okay.
Because if we were in America, it would be the eagle, right?
Yeah. Well, we have...
Albatross, just albatross.
Well, albatross, yeah. can we
have like a bird song before the karakia?
Well, that's a good idea. Birds. Mm. Like the awakening,
mm.
like the beginning of a new day.
Mm.
Yeah, because birds are great sound. You heard us talking about having the bird sound at the beginning of the song. We had quite a few different sounds before we eventually chose the one we wanted. Initially, we were going to have David Ellison, the upoko of the local iwi here in Dunedin, who was with Puke Taraki Marae. And he was so in love with this project, and I had some great conversations with our kaumātua, David Ellison, but sadly he passed away a week before we were going to record. So it wasn't meant to be. So I happened to be playing in Orwaka about a month ago, and there was a Indian shop in Orwaka that was closing down, and I thought it's quite unusual to have an Indian shop in the middle of Orwaka, which is quite a farm intensive, dairy intensive area. And I went in there, and there were all these healing bowls, singing bowls, Tibetan ones, and I was trying them out, and then I hit one, and I was like, that's the sound I would like to, at the beginning of our song. I think it encompassed everything that I was thinking at the time without using words, and just knowing that we were all connected by vibration, and that thing of healing. The song that we wrote is really part of it is about healing and bringing people together and remembering how we truly operate well in this world through collaboration, caring for one another, empathy, all these things. And the video is awesome in that it conveys people enjoying each other's company and having a good time and creating something new. And I like to see that happen more, and because of that, in conjunction with Dunedin Multicultural Council, starting a Global Artist Dunedin group, which is a group that I'm bringing together to compose music, but it'll be all sorts of musicians, writers, painters, dancers. And even involving those who are into social media. So even if you can't play music, that's fine. Just being involved with people, like-minded people, creating and sharing ideas and moving forward. So this will be starting in April. If you'd like to watch our video and or hear our song, you can go to our DMCC webpage or our Facebook page, actually. Yeah, and it's Together We Fly. It's been such a pleasure and a wonderful journey working with all these artists and people to create this song, and look forward to making many, many more in the future. And please take care, look after each other, and remember, if you want something to do, join us at Global Artists Dunedin and register on our various sites that we have around. So that's the Dunedin Multicultural Council Facebook. Look forward to creating some new music, new ideas this year. Take care.
We are all children of one planet. Come and celebrate the power of unity and diversity with us.
Was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.